This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Couple of minutes here before we make the big announcement, so let's talk about Broncos first. Broncos win. It wasn't pretty.
You're really down on Bo, and he won.
Well, Bozo did okay. He did okay, but man, he sucked, actually. When you think about it, I mean, they won, okay? Let's give you
the win and, like,
we'll
let's celebrate.
Prop.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers didn't throw for a touchdown. Bo did.
He's not our quarterback. I don't care about him, okay? I care about our quarterback. Our quarterback had -7 yards at halftime.
I've never seen that in my
I've
life.
Never seen that before. Has anybody ever seen that?
No.
-7 yards at halftime.
It was pushed back a lot.
How do you do that?
Like
That's
this?
Crazy.
Here, come here. Bend over. Let me show you how it works.
I'm just saying. It wasn't the most stellar game I've ever seen. Well, I didn't even see it, but
right.
I watched a little bit on my phone as far as you know, those little diagrams showing men moving up and down the field.
Yeah, with
that's
the,
how I
with
watched
the
it.
Magnets
yeah.
underneath their bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really upset.
The vibrations.
Me. I went to California over the weekend to see my son. They don't allow sports gambling in California.
They don't?
No.
Wow.
No, there is no sports gambling in the state of California.
That's surprising.
No app,
oh, you know
nothing.
What? Yeah, there. If you go to the Indian reservation.
Yeah. No. I'm talking about sports gambling. You can gamble on horses.
Oh.
At racetracks and things like that, like Santa Anita and places like that. Or you can go to a casino that's a reservation, like you said. But you can't sports bet. You
yeah,
can't
GPS
bet.
GPS will tell his app that he's in California, and then it will just lock him out.
Exactly.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah. Lock me out all
wow.
weekend. And I tried 15 different sites.
And he finally flew to Vegas.
I was looking to gamble, baby. Gamble.
Oh, I didn't understand your app. I thought you meant, like, because there is a casino out there, and I feel like it has sports betting. I think, feel like, no?
They don't.
It don't?
Sports betting.
It looks just like the Palm.
Yeah. Sports betting in California is illegal.
Weird.
You cannot
I wonder why.
Bet. I don't know. Like you can't bet on the NFL. You can't bet on anything. Like that,
that is bizarre. Mm-hmm. I
Isn't
never
that
knew that.
California, you would think would be wild.
Yeah,
open,
for sure.
But no.
Huh.
Can't do it.
Interesting.
Don't know. But either
but
way.
That had to be horrible for you.
It was awful, Jamie.
Did you start shaking?
I spent at least an hour and a half trying to find a site that I could do it illegally. I was even on some site that was in Curacao. I went offshore, man. I went offshore. And they wouldn't
you were
even
desperate.
Let me in.
What if you would have, I don't know how it's, what if you would have taken a ferry to Catalina Island?
Yeah.
Maybe then? I don't know. It's probably still registered.
Open waters.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The island.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, you poor thing.
No,
oh my
I
God! There
were
so many games, and you couldn't bet all week. This is not. Oh God!
Yeah. You're right.
Wow.
It was miserable. It was just
bad.
Miserable. All right, they win. The Buffs win.
Yep.
The Buffs win over the weekend, beating UCF, which was a big win for them. So Colorado wins. CSU had it off. They were bye week.
Right.
So they didn't play at all.
And like I said, they're saying that Hunter, Travi, everybody named Travis now is Travi to me.
Travi.
You know, I'm going Why? To... Because of Taylor, duh.
Oh,
he had Travi.
Oh, I didn't put it together.
We always call him Travi. Right. In fact, I'm going this weekend to meet my Travi.
You are?
Yeah.
Travi time.
So anyway, Travi Hunter.
Yeah.
He's up for the Heisman. They're saying that he'll be the number one pick.
He's doing great. Yeah. Every week he adds to it, so who knows?
Yeah, he's a great player.
All right, let's get to this right now.
Are you kidding me?
What do you mean? This is a big deal. You got to have a drum roll. It goes for 2 minutes, folks. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. All right, Allison Winterland.
Oh my God. You don't have like a thing?
Yeah.
Like
all I have is a drum roll. That's all I got.
This is Allison Winterland. You don't have a thing?
No.
What?
They didn't build a thing.
Well, we don't. We can build our own things. We don't have to wait for other people.
Well, no, the radio station's supposed to build these things. It's a radio event.
See,
it's not
a
BJ and Jamie event.
I was thinking a producer would be like, in my head, how does this sound? Oh, I know, we'll have like explosions and like, whoa, and bingo, we don't
want. Let's check with the producer.
The pageantry.
Yes.
Hey, producer, do we have one of those?
I grabbed hooks from the songs from the artist. I thought we would talk over that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Good job.
Okay.
I feel like we're taking away from the announcement, though, right now.
All right, fine. Alice in Winterland. By the way, we have a big old sponsor, thanks to Macy's. It's sponsored by Macy's. And guess who's going to be on there?
Who?
These people.
This person right here?
Wow.
Benson Boone.
I mean, come on. How Woo! Great is this?
Woo!
I love that guy, except for his sparkly jumpsuit.
He's unbelievable. And like jumping on the stage, he just flips everything.
Yeah. I feel like I don't know why. I feel like I have this connection to him because I watched him when he was on TikTok and he didn't have a hit yet. And I was rooting for him. I was like, this guy is going to become somebody big. And I was so rooting for him. And then boom, he hits it.
No kidding.
I mean, wow. He is amazing.
It's going to sell.
It is.
Big time, man.
This is
tickets
awesome.
Go on sale, by the way, pre-sale tomorrow. You can get your tickets starting at 10 a.m. And then to the public, it goes on sale, I think, Friday at 10 a.m. So this week, tickets go on sale. It's going to sell fast. Benson Boone in concert. Who else is with him? Carson?
You want me to say the other one?
Not the big one. No,
no
that
the
one
other
can't.
One.
You
no,
can't.
I
this
know,
one,
I know, I know.
This
that
one.
Dasher, baby.
Boy, did we screw this up?
Well, we almost screwed it up. We almost screwed it up really big.
No
kidding. I was looking at Carson to give it to him, like this, like, take it. And he was going to say the other one that we're not allowed to mention yet. No, don't say it. Because there's another gigantic artist that we're going to announce, but we just can't do it yet because of a thing. But anyway, right now it's Benson Boone, and it's this one, Dasha. This I love this song too. And then we have another one that we're going to announce. We can't do it yet. We have to wait for a little while, but it is huge as well.
Big act.
Love.
I think this
big
is
big
our
love.
Best lineup we've
Boy,
ever had.
Boy, that was so close that you almost said that.
I couldn't tell why you're hesitating. It was
because
like,
he,
well, why are you hesitating? We can say Dasha. We're allowed to say Dasha.
Right, I know.
I don't get the hesitation. Yeah. All right, there you go. You've got Benson Boone, you got Dasha, and then another big name that's going to be named. And these concert tickets, they're always a great, great value, okay? And you're going to get them on sale, pre-sale tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., and then you'll also get to the public at 10 a.m. on Friday morning. So,
and you know what's funny? It's like I wish people knew the other group, if you will. Can I say that part?
I wonder when that's going to be announced.
We have to wait for one contract to fall off, and then we can. It's a thing.
I don't know when that is.
I don't either. But if people knew that what we got going on here,
yeah,
you know,
it's worth it.
Yes, there.
It's going to be worth it.
It's more
than worth it. I'll just tell you up front, you will not be calling us up. You will not be texting us saying, I can't believe you guys said it. You're going to absolutely find that it's a killer show.
No kidding, right?
You will.
Yeah, it's
awesome. You will. It's just a little bit of red tape and announcing the third one, but it's huge. Big.
You almost heard it. Well, Carson.
Yeah, Carson was supposed to be. All right, get your tickets starting tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Benson Boone, Dasha, and an act.
Oh, I thought you were.
That's not named yet. They go on sale 10 a.m. tomorrow. Be sure and be here for your chance to win those, too. In fact, we're supposed to give away a pair. We'll do it next. Hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget, tickets for Alice in Winterland, pre-sale on sale tomorrow morning at 10. Get all the details on how you can do the pre-sale. You can just go to our website. Go to alice1059.com. I saw this over the weekend, Jamie. Remember, we used to talk about these people that come in and they put up Christmas lights and they take down your lights.
Dude. Wait.
I know. Wait, that's what I'm about to mention.
Wait, look, I just wrote this down. Because I just bought the circled one. I bought the domain Hey Pumpkin.
Yes.
I bought the domain heypumpkin.com.
You and I are on the same page. The story goes.
This is crazy, you guys. Listen to this.
There's a lady out of Texas?
Yes.
Was it Texas?
Yes.
Dallas? Houston?
Sure.
All right. A lady who came up with the idea, not for Christmas, but for Halloween, that what she does is she goes to various houses, businesses, different places, and she preps you for fall, y'all. Okay? So she puts the pumpkins, the decorations, the Halloween decorations. She'll come back and get everything. You don't have to go to a pumpkin patch. You don't have to go over to your Kroger store, your King Supers, and buy your pumpkins. She does everything.
You know, it's funny because my kid and I, before we went away to college, we were like, isn't it weird? You always think that everybody has thought of all the million-dollar ideas in the world. You know, like, because he's talking about startups and apps and all that. And he's like, you just always think, like, there's all the apps have already been built and then somebody comes up with another one. I, in my wildest dreams, like, I know people make millions of dollars, you know, doing Christmas lights and coming out to your house and doing the whole thing. And it's really expensive. But she makes $1 million a year. She opens up her site in June, I guess. And then it's filled up, it says, by August. She takes orders. And then it's filled and
4 months.
Yeah. And then it's $900 to $2,000, depending how many pumpkins you want. She basically, I looked at one of them. It's just like, she probably put 20 pumpkins on their porch step, but it's all pretty and it's different colors and it's nice. But I mean, people are going to pay $2,000 just to set some pumpkins on my porch.
Seriously.
Especially a lot of businesses though.
Oh, that's true.
She did a lot of business, as I said, but she makes $1 million in 4 months. That's her business. She employs, like, I don't know, what was
15
it? Like
people.
15 people. She has a warehouse that she stores some of the decorations and all that for, you know, from year to year. She has built this into a $1 million business, and she only works 4 months of the year.
And she says that it's extra if you want them to have them removed. Otherwise, you get to keep the pumpkins.
Yeah.
But if you want them taken away from your business or whatever, it's actually extra.
Uh-huh. And the price will, you know, it varies from, like you said, $900 to $2,000. You can get pumpkins just as pumpkins. You can get them carved if you want to. You can get your logo carved in. She'll do whatever you want to do. I mean, obviously, you got to pay for it, but... this business is out of control. And you know what? This is the first time I've seen this for Halloween.
I know.
I didn't see a story like this a year ago or 2 years ago. This is the first I've seen. I think it's going to take off everywhere.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, like, should I do something for Thanksgiving? Should I like, put turkeys in your yard, live ones?
Yeah,
and then I'll come in and I'll pick them up the day after Thanksgiving. You know how they have goats that eat your yards? You know, the goats, you can hire goats to come.
The grasses and everything.
Like, you can literally hire goats. I looked at it for the cabin. You can hire goats, and then they'll go and clean off the land. You know, they eat it all, just the goat poop. But what if I started a thing? I'll bring you, like, 3 live turkeys, okay?
Right.
And I'll set them in your yard. Go, 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 go. And I'll pick them up the day after Thanksgiving. I mean, house, like, that is beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know if Thanksgiving's actually the way to... you know, as big of a money maker as Halloween.
Wow, you know what? You're a real buzzkill.
Well,
I can make millions.
You got to start somewhere, okay? You got to start somewhere.
There's never a bad idea.
I just feel like the turkey upkeep is a little bit more than a pumpkin.
No, they're all over the place. They're wild in Douglas County. You just go pick them up from the wild. Drop them off at somebody's house, charge $250, and then you pick them back up and put them back in the
they
wild.
They literally walk around, like, Castle
I'm not,
Rock.
I'm not, like, keeping them as pets. I'm just going to pick them up over by Bud's Bar and then set them down for $250 and then pick them up and then put them back at Bud's Bar.
Or we bring them to your house. Yeah, that's a good plan, actually. Yeah. Or we bring them to your house, like, 2 days early, and they're in your yard. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Get you in the spirit, and then we come over there and chop their head off, and you eat them.
Yeah, and you get to watch them run around in a circle, because that's the best part.
I don't know. I don't know about the Thanksgiving one. I don't know. Man, what a brilliant idea, though. This lady's making $1 million, and you know other people are going to steal this idea.
Oh, everybody in every town's going to do it now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So for my stay-at-home moms, hello!
You know what business you could actually do, though? I think it would keep you really busy.
Hooker.
No. I meant with Halloween. Take it a step further than this lady, because I think this lady basically does pumpkins and all that. What if you started a business where your business came in and converted garages into a haunted house?
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Because a lot of
I used to do it. We all opened up our garage doors along the Silver Strand.
Right.
Everybody had, because all of our houses faced the beach, and so it was all garage doors. And so everybody opened them up, and we brought in our living room furniture. We brought into the garage. We took it from the living room and lifted it all up, the whole sectional, and put it in the garage.
That's how you do it. Yeah,
it was fun.
You got to, if you do it, you got to do it right.
And then we had a full buffet and everything.
But I think that would be a business.
Yeah.
Because a guy like me, for example, lazy. All right. A guy like me would hire somebody to come in and do that.
That's a great idea.
So Frog and his friends could have a haunted house to go to, but it's my garage. And I think somebody could really make a business doing that.
Okay. All right. What about this? All seasons decorating. And what I do is every holiday I come in, and like if it's leprechaun, I'll come with some spray paint and like spray paint, you know, stuff green. And
like bushes
or like your car.
Yeah.
Drop off. Drop off like 4 or 5 little people there. You know what I mean? Like for leprechauns. You know what I mean? Like 4.
In like some green suits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. With lucky charms. Get it?
Yeah. Leprechauns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leprechauns right there in your front yard. Hi. Maybe not.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Moore Show on the Odyssey app. Yep, it's a free app for your phone. Take us wherever you go. Podcast is there, too. We are going to be at Prost Brewery. coming up on Wednesday, Bar Bingo. It's going to be huge.
Yeah,
man.
Right? It's going to be so fun. I'm excited.
We have hundreds of people that have signed up for Bar Bingo. We have a trip to Vegas to give away to see Maroon 5 in concert. Man, it's going to be a big deal. If you got registered, it's going to be a blowout. We're going to have a good time.
Yeah, and you'll know if you were registered, but because people are still asking. You got an email, and so check your spam as well.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. Look, keyword like Alice, I guess,
bingo.
Right?
Yeah, bingo.
Bingo.
Yeah, so that's how you know. And you got to get there. If you don't get there by 6 when it starts, then we give tables away.
I'm with you. I think we're a little rusty when it comes to Bar Bingo.
Dude, this whole show is rusty.
No. I mean, for Wednesday. I mean, on a daily basis, we get rusty, after time. But I'm just saying for Bar Bingo, we haven't done it in a year.
I know.
So who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, and because of our sponsor and stuff, it's going to get a little dirty.
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
So it's 21 and over only.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Hope I'm not embarrassed by this.
You might be.
I might be.
Because I know you're trying to read the entire Bible. How's that going?
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I got it downloaded. I got Bible in a year. I downloaded it on my phone.
And how
I didn't get to it this weekend. So I was busy.
That was like 3 weeks ago.
It was 3 weeks ago.
I've read 2 pages.
Have you really? You just said you just downloaded it.
Well, I downloaded it, and I read about 2 pages. A page would be whatever your phone screen.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I've read about 2 screens of it.
What'd you learn?
The title page doesn't count.
Well, I learned in the very beginning that things were dark around here. It was dark. And then somebody said, hey, let there be light. And
whoa.
Boom! The light came on. And all was good. It was all good.
I feel like I already knew that part. You probably didn't have to read it.
You got to start somewhere, okay? And yes, I've been trying to read. I'm going to read the entire Bible. Now, I know, going to the big romantics party there with Barbanga might throw me a little monkey wrench, because I don't think that's mentioned in the Bible. But it's a little conflict, I guess.
Do you want to be impressed?
Be impressed?
Yeah, by me.
Well, yeah.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Acts, Roman, and Corinthians. Hey!
That was good.
Thank you. That's some books of the Bible right there. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Acts, Roman, and Corinthians. Hey!
Bar Bingo, Wednesday, Prost Brewery, North Glen. We'll see you there.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.